every time I've talked to you, you're always in a good mood. You've got a smile on your face. You're really, last meet and greet we had at Midnight Rodeo, you're great with your fans and you're sarcastic. And these days, a lot of people are kind of down the dumps, whether it be for the drought or the economy. What is your philosophy in life, or how do you stay in such a good mood, man?
Not always, you know. But, you know, I just try to look on the bright side. You know, I try not to take life too seriously, you know.
Okay.
It's really easy to you know, get down in the dumps. That's kind of how my music is, too. I see this, I'm the same way, you know, about my music, you know. It's just about having fun and forgetting about all your worries, you know. My songs aren't real serious, you know, with songs like Lord Loves a Drinking Man and Beer, Belly, and Ammo, you know. I'm not out trying to save the whales or anything. You know, we're just writing good time music, you know, and our shows really show that too, you know. My live show is really upbeat and fun and entertaining, and we're not there preaching or trying to, you know, bring any political viewpoint or anything. It's just about having fun.
Rock on.
It's all about having fun, you know. Life's too short to not have a good time.
Rock on. I mean, and you've got that vibe, man. As soon as you get on stage, you can just feel the electricity in the crowd. So you're doing a great job. So thanks. On behalf of everyone who's been to your show, thanks for putting a smile on everyone's face. Because, I mean, I can look at their faces from up from a different part of the club or wherever, and they're just gone. They're all about the moment. So rock on. You're doing a good job there.
Well, thank you, man. We're heading y'all's way. We're going to be up there for the Tri-State Fair for their big kickoff gala.
Sweet.
I should know the date. I didn't do my homework this morning, but
September.
Y'all come out, man. It's gonna be a big wing ding.
You gonna have some deep fried Snickers or anything else you can get up here?
Dude, I'm a sucker for junk food. I gotta say, anything on stick. But you know, my parents ran corn dog stands at the Amarillo Tri-State Fair when I was a kid. So you know, I'm a big corn dog junkie. So I gotta give me a corn dog while I'm there.
They're just better when they're at a fair because it's more like just that raw. You've got the grease in there. It tastes better. I don't know why.
Yeah, I think they make them right there fresh. I'm getting hungry.
Well, I'll let you go so you can get some food. I got one more question, though. If you could meet little 13-year-old Kevin Fowler, what would you tell him or what advice would you give to him?
Oh, Lordy. I don't even know. I would tell her, just get a real job. You know, the funny thing about being a musician is that you know, most people get into playing music, you know, well, they enjoy music first off, you know, because they don't really want to get a real job, and you know me, you're kind of a slacker, as I was when I was young. And I had no idea how much work went into being a musician, you know. It's not 9 to 5, it's 8 days a week, you know, nonstop. But, man, it sure is fun. It's been a heck of a ride, you know. I remember my first gig ever. Mm-hmm. The Union Station in Amarillo, Texas, many, many, many moons ago. And you know, it's been one heck of a ride. We're still doing it 20-something years later. And man, every day I'm knock on wood that I'm lucky enough to play music for a living.
That's very cool. Very cool. All right. Well, man, thanks for calling up this morning. Go get some food, and we'll see you at the Tri-State Fair coming up in September.
Well, thank you, guys. A new record, Chipping Away, should be in all your local Walmarts, Hastings, Best Buys. If you have any problem finding it, just go to iTunes, and you can download it right there.
Rock on. All right. Well, thanks for calling up, man, and try to stay cool down in Austin.
We appreciate you.
No problem. Bye.
Thanks a lot.